In tomorrow morning's Post-Dispatch, or in the weekend edition of the paper, there's a special section on the St. Louis Blues as their season starts this week. A preview, if you will, for the upcoming season. The headline on that special section is, "One is Not Enough." It's all about how, you know, the Blues want to win another cup while their window for contending is open. And as fun as that summer was that we had, and the parade and everything along with it, we want to do that again. One is not enough, because if that would be the only time that the St. Louis Blues were to win a Stanley Cup, it'd be fine, but it wouldn't really be that great, to be honest. You know, hopefully the Blues as a franchise, as that headline implies, hopefully we haven't peaked. Hopefully we haven't peaked yet. That's the sentiment that we all have as a new hockey season gets underway, and we apply that sentiment a lot, I think, in our lives. Hopefully, you know, some of us, we could say in our jobs, we haven't peaked yet. Hopefully we can still find ways to provide for those that we love, and we all say, well, hopefully we haven't peaked in our marriage. You know, like a bottle of fine wine, hopefully our marriage gets richer with age. Hopefully we haven't peaked in our marriage. But what about our faith? Have we peaked in our faith? Well, hopefully not. Our readings today urge us, brothers and sisters, not to be complacent, to think that we've learned everything there is to know, to think that we don't need any additional formation as a Catholic or extra work that we're called to put in. The temptation of complacency is to get us to think that we have peaked, that we have plateaued, and we can just stay where we are. There's nothing more we need to do. Well, hopefully, we have not peaked in our faith. Our first reading recalls a time when Israel, during the prophet Amos, had become very complacent. They had found a very happy plateau. They were content on staying right there. What they had learned was enough for them. As the reading says, "Woe to the complacent in Zion, stretched comfortably on their couches." As Amos would later recall in that reading, those would be the first ones to have to go into exile to be punished for their sins. He saw those who were complacent and lukewarm as the most worthy of punishment in his eyes. And in our gospel, the story of the rich man and Lazarus, I would honestly say that the rich man's primary vice was complacency, because he couldn't stretch himself to see the need to help this poor man, Lazarus, at his door. If he would not have been complacent, he would have been generous. And even the hypothetical exchange he has with Abraham as he's in a place of torment and he sees Abraham and Lazarus and everyone in heavenly glory, really it's the rich man seeing how he could have done better if only he wasn't complacent. Was that rich man seeing what was possible if he hadn't determined that his life had peaked, if his life had plateaued, what he could have achieved if he wasn't complacent? You know, we often fall into this trap a lot in our lives, brothers and sisters. This happens for all of us, but we cannot fall into it time and time again. You know, I know all of us have received, or at least most of us, have received our sacraments of Christian initiation, of baptism, confirmation, and Holy Communion. And when that happens, we can kind of settle into a routine. We can settle in and find a nice groove. And that can work, but we cannot let that be an excuse for not striving for more. Because many people think that after grade school or after high school, that when it comes to our faith, we've peaked. There's no need for us to learn anything else or to strive for something higher. We often think of confirmation as like a Catholic bar mitzvah, or in some cases a Catholic graduation. There's no more that I have to learn. There's not much more I have to do. I'm good. I've peaked. I've plateaued. We feel there's no longer anything else for us to learn, and there's not any deeper for us that we are called to go. But we must never stop striving. We must never stop growing. We are works in progress every moment that we are here on earth. There is always more for us to learn, always more for us to do and to discover. It's quite ironic that we have higher standards for our athletes and what they achieve than what we do for our own selves sometimes in our own faith. We want our teams to be hungry for another championship, and that's good, to not be complacent there, and yet sometimes we fall into complacency so much more than what we'd like. So I think it's a good time to maybe ask ourselves, when's the last time we picked up a good Catholic book? Or listened to a good Catholic podcast, or listened to Catholic radio, or something like that? When's maybe the last time we've been to daily mass before work, or adoration in the evening after we're done? When was the last time I went to an event or a talk at the parish for enrichment in my faith that wasn't just a social time? How have I stretched myself to go deeper, to not be complacent? Because honest to God, the only time we will be able to rest from our labors is when we are in heaven, God willing. And hopefully we won't have a similar exchange that this rich man had with Abraham. Hopefully we won't have to be presented with all that we missed out on because we fell into complacency. You know, if we say that, you know, I'm filled up, there's nothing more for me to do, I don't need any more, I've gotten as much as I can out of my faith, then I think we've fallen into that temptation that we have peaked, that we are complacent. So may we never be complacent in our Catholic faith, brothers and sisters, and never think that we've peaked, but keep striving for holiness and virtue and goodness. And may we never be satisfied with plateauing, but climb higher and not miss out on all that God wants us to achieve.